The air in the Madrid office always smelled like expensive espresso, and the kind of unspoken arrogance that only comes with centuries of inherited wealth. I wasn't supposed to be there. A girl from the outskirts of Bogota, working as a junior analyst for a firm that treated the IBEX 35 like their personal playground. I was the diversity hire who actually did the math, the one who stayed until the cleaning crews started their shifts because I knew my seat at the table was folding plastic while everyone else sat on hand-stitched leather. Then there was Alejandro. He was the golden boy of the mergers department, a man who moved through the hallways with the effortless grace of someone who had never been told no in his entire life. He was white, Spanish, and possessed a pedigree that went back to the Reconquista. He also happened to be my boss, and the man who thought he could own me with a smirk and a well-timed compliment about my exotic work ethic. But I wasn't the one he should have been worried about. It was Sofia. Sofia was Colombian, like me, but she moved in a different stratosphere. She was the senior lead on the energy acquisition deal. And she didn't just walk into a room. She colonized it. I watched her for months. I watched the way she adjusted her silk blouse just a fraction lower when the board members were flagging, and the way she used a touch on a forearm to seal a billion-euro deal. It disturbed me at first. I had been taught that merit was the only currency that mattered, that my late nights and flawless spreadsheets would eventually buy my freedom. Sofia knew better. She knew that in a world built by men like Alejandro, desire wasn't a distraction, it was leverage. She didn't apologize for her strategy. She perfected it until it was a weapon of mass destruction. Alejandro thought he was playing her. I'd see them in the glass-walled conference rooms, his hand lingering on the small of her back as they pored over the acquisition targets. He'd laugh a little too loudly at her jokes, his eyes tracing the line of her throat. He thought he was the hunter, the sophisticated European taming the fiery South American talent. He had no idea he was being led into a slaughterhouse. Sofia would catch my eye across the room sometimes, a flick of her dark eyes that said more than 1,000 mentorship seminars ever could. She saw me struggling, grinding my teeth as Alejandro took credit for my projections, and she decided to show me what survival actually looked like in a shark tank. "You're working too hard on the numbers, Cammy," she told me one night as we stood on the balcony overlooking the Gran Via. The city was a neon blur below us. She lit a cigarette, the smoke curling around her face like a veil. "The numbers are the truth, but nobody in that building wants the truth. They want a story. They want to feel powerful. If you give them that, they'll give you the keys to the kingdom." "I don't want to play those games, Sofia," I said, my voice thin against the wind. "I want to be respected for my brain." She laughed, a dark melodic sound that chilled me. "In this country? In this industry? You are a Latina woman. To them, your brain is a novelty. Your body is a threat. Use the threat to protect the brain. Watch Alejandro tomorrow. Watch how he looks at me when I tell him the deal is falling through. And watch what I ask for to fix it." The next day was a masterclass in manipulation. The German investors were pulling out, and Alejandro was vibrating with a panic he tried to hide behind a mask of irritation. Sofia didn't panic. She walked into his office, closed the blinds, and leaned against his desk. I was in the outer office, ostensibly filing reports, but I could see their silhouettes. She didn't argue. She didn't plead. She used that magnetic, calculated heat she carried like a shield. She made him believe that she was the only person on the planet who could save his reputation. And in return, she wanted his seat on the executive committee. Not a recommendation. Not a bonus. She wanted his chair. I saw the moment he broke. It wasn't because he was weak. It was because he was so blinded by his own sense of superiority and his desire for her that he couldn't see the noose she was tightening. He signed off on the internal restructuring that gave her the power she needed. He thought it was a prelude to a weekend in Ibiza. He thought he had finally won her. 2 weeks later, the deal closed. It was the biggest win in the firm's history. And on the morning, the press release went out. Sofia filed a formal harassment suit against Alejandro, backed by 6 months of recorded conversations, text messages, and a paper trail of his advances that he thought were private flirtations. She didn't just take his job, she erased him. She took the leverage he gave her and used it to pave over his entire existence. As I watched security escort Alejandro out of the building, his face a mask of humiliated shock, Sophia walked over to my desk. She looked immaculate, not a hair out of place, her expression as calm as a frozen lake. She leaned down and whispered in my ear, "The game isn't about being the best, Cammy. It's about making sure you're the only one left standing when the music stops. Now, take your laptop. You're moving into his office." I realized then that my morality was a luxury I couldn't afford. She had shown me the blueprint. I didn't feel disgusted anymore. I felt awake. I looked at the empty chair in the corner office, and then back at Sophia. I didn't apologize as I started packing my things. I just smiled.